What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for being a listener of the Elective Rotation, a critical care and hospital pharmacy podcast. This is episode 583. In this episode, I'll discuss the first update to the Surviving Sepsis Campaign Guidelines on the management of adults with COVID-19 in the ICU. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode583. Published recently in the journal Critical Care Medicine is the first update to the Surviving Sepsis Campaign Guidelines on Management of Adults with COVID-19 in the ICU. Of the 9 updates, 7 relate to pharmacotherapy. Number 1, for adults with severe or critical COVID-19, a strong recommendation is now present against the use of hydroxychloroquine. Number 2, for adults with severe or critical COVID-19, there's now a strong recommendation for using a short course of systemic corticosteroids. Number 3, there's a weak recommendation to prefer dexamethasone as the steroid of choice. Number 4, for adults with severe or critical COVID-19 not on a ventilator, there's a weak recommendation to use remdesivir. And number 5, for those on a ventilator, there is a weak recommendation to not use remdesivir. And this is based on lack of evidence in this patient population. Number 6, for adults with severe or critical COVID-19, there's a strong recommendation to use pharmacologic VTE prophylaxis. And finally, number 7, for adults with severe or critical COVID-19 without evidence of VTE, there's now a weak recommendation against using therapeutic anticoagulation. You can get a link to the full text of these guidelines in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode583. And to access my free download area with 20 different resources to help you in your practice, go to pharmacyjoe.com/free. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.